love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. I just listened to the recording from yesterday, and it was a reminder because the clothes really got to me. Because I continue, I wonder, because I have no idea what my family's attitude is about U.S. military and U.S. position in the Middle East and so forth. You know, because I've talked with people who rah-rah, go U.S. and let's go bomb them and so forth. Because obviously the attacks in Syria have increased since Biden became president. And, the interesting thing is Syria and Russia fought back. Was it yesterday or today? Yesterday, I think. I mean, I find it so fascinating because, the thing that when I talk with people who are criticizing, during the election time, I heard a lot of people talk about, oh, Trump's such a bad person, the Russian stuff and all this kind of things. And I says, no. You're criticizing him on things that there's no evidence for. Criticize him for things that you have blatant evidence for. The bombing of Syria was murder. And the take the oil comment that he made from Syria is theft. So criticize him for things that he should be criticized for. But the problem is the next Biden's basically doing the same thing, and then because the oil's being stolen from like half of the oil or most of the oil from northeast Syria is where it is. Is being stolen and sold to terrorist groups or to fund terrorist groups, ISIS and so forth. And there was an airstrike on and blew up a whole bunch of tankers and things of that nature. So it was that was provocative. So my guess is that the tension is going to increase. And, we'll have another thing like the OPCW line, the Duma thing, which was blatantly false. And, which is, again, we fired missiles in for something that was blatantly untrue. And it'll happen again. So, I think about especially somebody like obviously George's age, but as Zadok and Walter grow, because I have absolutely no doubt that... When Zadok and Walter become, old enough, the war in Afghanistan will still be going on. That's going to continue because we're there. Has nothing to do with 9/11. Has nothing to do with ISIS or Al Qaeda or the Taliban or any of that stuff. Everything to do with drug trade. Because the CIA is the largest drug dealer in the world. So, are my kids being set up for this? And even my girls, because obviously the feminism, because obviously my wife has demonstrated feminism. I mean, that this is clear, so two other things real quick. Yeah, right. One is I did take a brief hike today because it was raining, started raining last night and rained most of the morning. Then there was a several hour gap. So I took a hike just because it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. And went to the post office, and this time it worked. And I think it was 7 DVDs were put in the mail. So things are coming in the mail, and I did talk with Chris today, and a couple things came up. One is that not this weekend. Maybe next weekend, not too sure, rain is still, that's still some time away. Rain is still a question, but it may be our Big Frog Mountain venture. But of course, the other thing is still on the table, since I have had no contact besides the don't come comment from my wife. The idea of showing up at your door is still on the table. I just want to make that clear. So there is the possibility that one day, maybe this month, maybe next, I'll be at your door. The other thing is, because both with my friend Dave, and we haven't got on it too much with Corey, my Mormon friend. There may be issues with him and his life and so forth. And of course, I did question some things on the Joseph Smith translation, which, you know, may have been difficult. Especially with Chris, there's conversation on basically what we termed it as the reality of Christ. Because one of the things is we've examined our dialogues and what we see in the world, what we see in institutions and so forth, is a program, an idea, various concepts that are disjoint. But the Bible is a consistent document from Genesis to Revelation. It's a single story. And the interrelations is marvelous. And one of the things, and we're trying to work this out to understand better, because I think what's happened is we have this idea that Christ came into existence, at the time of the Immaculate Conception, which is consistent with Mormonism, when Allah says be and it is, and anyway. So it's, you know, that whole concept is consistent with Islam. Whereas the reality is Christ is the creator. Jesus Christ is the creator who entered his creation, had face-to-face conversations with people like Adam, Abraham, and so many more. The last time we see the face-to-face conversation was with John on the island of Patmos. But it's the same person. And when he became inside Mary's womb, he did that himself, you know, which is something most of us can't do. And just that aspect of it, because if we don't see Christ as, you know, as part of the Trinity, you know, when he looked at his creation and saw it was good, that was Jesus Christ. The importance of this, I think, is becoming, because what happens is you water down the significance of who Christ is and the significance of what the Bible is. Trying to work this through, because obviously, both Chris and I, you know, one of the things we share, I don't share this with Dave or with Corey, the idea of the institutional church is a fraud. You know, I did some more study of elders today, you know, and I guess got to remember, elders is not a New Testament concept. It's an Old Testament concept. It's, you know, the presbyteros exists from Genesis through wherever, you know, in the New Testament. It's a consistent idea. Because the thing I studied today was, you know, Rehoboam, after the death of his dad, Solomon, had the two groups of counselors come to him. The elders, the presbyteros, it's literally presbyteros, came and gave one counsel, and literally the young guys came to give other counsel. And he took the young guy's counsel. And the thing I thought about that is, what is the purpose of, what are elders called to do? To be overseers, to be episkopos, and the reason is because you have been called to mature, to grow closer to completeness or perfection. And when you take that all, it's consistent from, again, from Genesis. That's why we see elders or the council of elders. You'll see both. And but then when you vote somebody in, it's not because he's mature, it's because he won an election. There's a problem here. And, and the idea that elders have authority is also another problem. And I need to research that one a little bit better too, because, you know, clearly there is no authority given the elder or the overseer in the New Testament. It is, you know, objective to counsel and to visit, as I point out, to visit issues and people. I want to struggle with my family on this. And I'm afraid they'll go to the institution and basically ignore what they say because they're not credible. And they'll go astray. And I already have several examples, don't I? Will it stop or will it continue? These are my kids. And, you know, when my wife seems to embrace, literally embrace feminism, when she wrote me the email and said, "I do love you, John." I mean, those were her words. I mean, that may be a direct quote. I think you redefine the meaning of love. It's not what the Bible says. And I'm a flawed man striving to love my wife and my kids. And one of the ways I do that is wrestling with God. Because I want to know him. I want to mature, to grow closer to perfection and completeness, to know him well, to be obedient to him. And obedience to him is seen in loving well. I want to set that model before my kids, so they have the model of what love is, not the hate that institutions show, because, you know, Meadowview and Covenant Presbyterian are two of the recipients for the disc that went out today. I'm assuming it'll be ignored and perhaps round-filed, but I did it because I'm striving for reconciliation. And one other last thing, when you get the DVD, I labeled it Voicemail 2021, I think. There are four videos on it. Three from the voicemail, and then one which I did, I called the preface video, especially the preface one, which mentions Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, Covenant, and Meadowview. And sets some questions on the table that I suggest you consider. It was a really big deal. My lady, I got long again. I love you. I want to hold your hand. I want to pat your behind. I want to feel your embrace. I want to look at your face, hear your voice in front of me. My lady, I love you.